Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Ed Podcast. We are in Season 2, Episode 98. We last week touched on adjusting your plans and then limiting technology. Today, as we are getting closer to the holiday season, 98 is going to be more on how are you going to go into, you're going to attack this now, New Year's resolutions, what you're going to do. So New Year's resolutions, people wait until after. How are you going to start tackling this? How are we going to start challenging ourselves to New Year's resolution and figure out things now? So looking at your life in the past year, what are some of the strengths, the best things you've done to adjust it and make yourself stronger and made yourself more adapt during situations and how you've dealt with them? That would be the first thing, is now you look down that. How have you improved on that in the past? Maybe you turned off before. Maybe now you have a better circle of people around you. All of these things can make a huge difference in your life. So ask yourself, in the last year, how have you grown? How have you become better dealing with those type of things? One of the best ways, as we've said numerous times, is having people in your life that will help you and having a good support staff, as well as going into a plan like today. Now, the weaker areas, which areas do you let linger? Maybe that's work. For myself at the time, sometimes you let work stuff linger into your outside of work hours, and then those hours are affected. So how am I going to be able to identify and adjust to this myself? One of those things would be turn your phone off once you leave. Deal with as much amazing stuff as you can in the day, but you can wait till tomorrow something. So you can't fix everything right now. Those things can be dealt with as you transition into the tomorrow. So figure out as much as you can do. One of the other things that I have really, really done better now, on the positive note, is pre-plan and get ahead on things. So when I have a work schedule or if I'm going away, making sure that I get as much done as I can before so that I'm not coming back to work. Because that's one of the worst things, is when you go away on a holiday and you have so much work to come back to. I try to pre-plan and identify which areas are going to need that pre-planning so that when I go away, I don't have so much work to deal with when I come back. It's one of those things that has made me way stronger in training and as a person, because things come up, but then you will have less. So you will have less things to deal with rather than have a stock and a big stack of things and basically your own life being identified and wrecked by that. So a big stack of things to come back to is not the thing you want. You want to be able to have those things. And as we've touched on numerous times in this podcast, also having a list of things that you can cross off is actually great for your brain, because you're then getting ahead and it releases that you've identified and got ahead. It's one of my favorite things, and it's one of those things that actually makes me a stronger person, because then I am ahead and I have more energy for my clients and for the people in my life. It has made me way better at what I do, because then I'm ahead and I'm not neglecting and falling behind, because when that, then you're limited at time and then sometimes you can't plan as great as you would love to. So that's one of the things that I have identified and started to really transition my own life into, making things a little stronger and by getting ahead on things. Now, New Year's resolutioning, as we were touching to start, is where I could strengthen myself. So I like to not just have what I need to get done, but what have I done? So in the last year, as I've touched on right now, the things that I've done, amazing. So I want to grow on those and keep doing that. That's for myself. Now, in the negative side of things, I'd like to not take as much home when I leave. So how am I going to do this? Having a second phone so that I leave my work stuff at work, as well as turning social media stuff off from when I leave, because sitting on your phone and being stuck on it, you don't realize the amount of time and energy that you give to it. So that's one of my New Year's resolutions, is to get ahead on it right now. I'm not waiting until the new year, but it is to get ahead on it and stop tracking and worrying about what is on my phone all the time, because it goes from one day to the next, and before you know it, weeks go, months go. So identifying this, strengthening my own, and then getting ahead on it. Those are some of my focuses. I have found that in the past, that will be one of the best ways to identify and get ahead, because if you can do that, you will then start feeling better and have more energy for yourself and for your life. The other thing that I would say is, once I get the shoulder surgery, being able to get into a workout routine of, and that's just my resolution for when this is, I'm doing the best I can now, but identifying how your workout plans and things need to get adjusted right now is a great way to see how you can grow and make sure that you are staying with the program and getting stronger. It's one of the best ways to start feeling great about yourself and then identify which areas you need to work on in your body, adjust your plans, get a trainer, help for those things, and then make the best of it. Also, making time for yourself will make a huge difference. And as we touched on before, one of the New Year's resolutions, try not to be on your phone a ton while you're in the gym, because then it's you time. Now, asking yourself, going through this New Year's resolution, is what is the positives you've done in the last year? Ask yourself that and list it. And then look at what are the negatives that you need to grow on. It's not something that you need to keep you down, but what areas do you need to grow on this year to really make the most of this and grow as a human so that you get the most out of it? There's always things to work on, and that is one of the things that if you can really start focusing on the areas you can grow and become a better person, you will have more energy for yourself. And one of the biggest things I would test and look at is how much time are you giving to technology and outside of work, rather than focusing on yourself so you're fully recharged and actually are more useful at work. So ask yourself those things, make a list of both. Positives always outweigh the negatives, but there's always room for improvement. So thank you as always for listening, and we will chat again soon.